Lord, we do thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们非常感激您为了圣经。
And we acknowledge that if we didn't have it, Lord, we'd all be lost, we'd all be confused, we would all have no hope.
主啊，如果我们没有圣经，我们都会迷失，都会实际上都没有希望。
But we're thankful that you've given us the Bible for our instruction and for our encouragement.
您非常感恩的是您给我们圣经来鼓励我们，也来是给我们的指导。
And we pray that you'll just bless us today as we go back to the book of Colossians. Help us to understand, Lord. Help us to live the great truths that you have got for us.
当我们今天开始学习哥罗西书的时候，主啊，我们的祷告是您能帮助我们，帮助我们去理解，帮助我们去活出来。
So we turn to you now and give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以我们把一切都转向您，我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Well, welcome to each one today. We've been studying in the book of Colossians.
所以呢，欢迎每一位，我们今天在学习，一直在学习哥罗西书。
So my question for you is, what does the word Colossian mean?
所以我再次问大家这个问题呢，哥罗西是什么意思？
What does the word Colossian mean?
哥罗西这个单词是什么意思？
And Hailey has the answer. Hailey, you tell us what it means.
所以 Hailey 有答案。告诉我们那个是什么意思。
Okay, Hailey says really big.
Hailey 说的是非常大。
Now, if you wanted to be really big in life, what would you do?
如果你要在你的人生中变得非常的巨大，你会做什么？
And the answer is, you would get more of Jesus.
答案是呢，你会得到越来越多的主耶稣。
The world would tell you, yes, that's good, but you need other things as well, a lot of other things. You don't want to get carried away. You don't want to get overly focused on the Bible.
所以呢，世界，这个世界告诉你呢，这个是 OK 的，但是你也需要其他的东西。你要习得要其他更多的东西，你不必一定非要把你的所有的精力都集中在圣经上。
The devil would say, you come my way. I've got another program for you. That's the way you'll be successful and happy.
因为那个魔鬼说呢，你到我这里来，你到我这里来，我有其他的项目给你。这样呢，你会高兴，你会幸福，你会得到其他的成功。
And I'm thinking of a little chorus that we used to sing when we were children.
所以呢，我记得当我还是个孩子的时候，我们在唱的一首歌。
And I'm going to get Roy to try to translate it for us.
所以他会让我试图着把那个翻译出来给大家。
The first line is, I met Jesus at the crossroads where the two ways meet.
第一句呢，就是我碰到了主耶稣基督在两个分岔的路口。
Okay, so you go down through life and then you see a crossroads. And one way you can go with Jesus and then you could go the other way.
所以在人生中呢，你碰到了一个分岔路口，一个路口呢，你可以跟着主耶稣在一起，另一个路口呢，你可以去其他的方地方。
So the chorus goes on and says, Satan too was standing there at the crossroads.
所以这个歌说呢，撒旦也站在那个分岔路口。
And he says,You come this way. I've got lots and lots of pleasures that I can give to you today.
因为他说你跟我在这一起，跟着我这条路，我会给你很多很多人世间的愉悦。
But the chorus says, but I said no.
那个歌词说，但是我说不。
There's Jesus here. Just see what Jesus offers me.
那主耶稣在这里，我们来看看主耶稣给我提供的是什么。
Down here, my sins forgiven.
在下面呢，我的罪被饶恕了。
Up there, a home in heaven.
所以在上面呢，我有一个家在天堂里。
Praise God, that's the way for me.
所以感谢赞美主，这是我要走的路。
And so that's really where we are in the book of Colossians now.
所以这就是我们现在在哥罗西书里要读到的这里。
The apostle Paul is saying to the Colossians, listen, you've received the Lord Jesus as your savior and you're growing in him. Don't start going another way. Keep on getting more of Jesus.
所以使徒保罗跟哥罗西书说呢，你一直保持在主里，你相信主，这样呢，你就会不断的成长，不要去走其他的歧路。
And so you'll remember that we considered verse 3 of Colossians chapter 2 last week.
大家都记得我们在上个星期学到哥罗西书第二章的第三节。
And it says, in Jesus are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以这里说呢，在主耶稣里所有的智慧知识的财宝都藏在他里面。
Okay, that's where the real value is. It's in Jesus.
所以这里就是那些真正的价值在哪里，它就在主耶稣里面。
So Chelsea was telling me a few minutes ago, she said that when I'm living in Vancouver, I get lots of time to study the Bible.
所以那个 Chelsea 刚才跟她说呢，当他在温哥华住的时候，他有大量的时间来学习圣经。
What's going to happen if Chelsea keeps on studying the Bible?
如果 Chelsea 一直学习圣经的话，在他身上会发生什么呢？
And if you were watching, Chelsea just told you what's going to happen.
因为你现在看看 Chelsea， 他已经告诉你发生了什么。
Okay, it's wonderful. We're going to grow and grow and grow as we feed on the Lord because in Him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以呢，如果我们就会一直成长成长，如果我们一直让主来喂养我们，因为在主里面藏着所有的智慧知识的财宝。
All right, so my question is, how far did we get last week?
所以我的问题是，上个星期我们学到哪里了呢？
Does anyone remember what verse we stopped at last week?
你们任何人做了笔记，知道我们上个星期停在哪里呢？
All right, I'm going to suggest we got to the end of verse, oh dear, I guess we got down to the end of verse 8 at least.
Verse 10, I think maybe.
Let me tell you that there are 4 major themes of things that could distract you from the life of the Lord Jesus.
因为他认为我们应该是停在第八节，他让你告诉你四件事，这四件事可以让你远离主耶稣。
The first one in verse 8 is philosophy.
所以第一件在第八节里呢，就是那种哲学。
And so Paul says in verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than Christ.
于是保罗说你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，把你们掳去。
And so there is much teaching in the world which is contrary to the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，在这个世界上有很多的教导都是和主耶稣基督的教导完全对立。
There is a very big philosophy in our world. It's taught at universities. It's called psychology.
所以在我们真当今世界有一个很大的一个哲学在大学里教的，这叫心理学。
And it basically tells you how people think, why they think the way they think, and how they should behave.
对对对，基本上告诉你这个人怎么去思考，他们为什么这么思考，然后他们有怎么样的心理。
But it is contrary to what the Bible says. It doesn't say follow the Lord Jesus. It says really that the Lord Jesus has no part authority or wisdom.
因为这里呢就是和主耶稣跟圣经的教导是完全相反的，他们说不要去跟随主耶稣，这里意思就是主耶稣没有全能和智慧。
There are many, many other philosophies in the world which people are encouraged to follow.
所以在这个世界上呢有很多很多的哲学，这些人们呢他们都想去跟随。
And so those seeking pleasure say, if it feels good, do it. That's their philosophy.
那些追求愉悦的人呢，说如果你做起来好，那你就去做，那就是这是他们的哲学。
Other people say, if you've got enough money, you can pretty much buy whatever you want. Therefore, getting money is the most important thing.
有些人说呢，如果你有很多钱，你可以买所有的东西，所以呢，你就去赚钱。
Other people say no, relationships with other people are most important. So you make sure that you've got people close to you. And that's very nice, but that's not where your happiness is going to come from.
所以呢，有些人说呢，这个人际关系很重要，所以你要很多的人有亲密的关系，所以呢，这样你就会得到一切，所以这不是，也不是那个幸福的来源。
Some people also say, well, if you've got the Bible, that's good, but you need lots of other books as well.
所以有些人说呢，如果你有一本圣经呢，那挺好的，但是你同样呢，你也需要其他的书。
And so the Lord says again in verse 8, make sure that nobody takes you captive by leading you astray.
所以在第八节里说呢，你要说，你要确保，而是照着人间的世上的小学把你掳去。
Keep the Lord Jesus and the Bible paramount in your life.
所以呢，把主耶稣一直放在圣经里，然后你的人生往上走。
And verse 9 says, because in Jesus Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
所以第九节说呢，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And then it goes on, and it says in verse, where are we now? Verse 10. And you have been given fullness in Christ.
所以第十节继续说，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
That little word fullness could be translated complete.
所以这个丰盛呢，也可以翻译成完全。
If you have Jesus, it's saying you've got everything that you need. You don't need more things. Jesus is that sufficiency for your life.
所以呢，如果你有了主耶稣基督，你就不会需要其他的任何的东西。所以主耶稣在你的人生里就是已经足够了。
And when I think of this, I'm always reminded of a very, very sad story in the Old Testament.
所以当我思考这个的时候呢，我经常让我想起在旧约时代一个非常非常悲伤的故事。
It's the story of the prophet Hosea. and his wife.
所以这个呢，就是那个先知何西亚和他的妻子。
Gomer was his wife, that was her name. And her name means complete.
所以呢 ,Gomer 呢是那个何西亚的妻子，他的名字的意思呢就是完全。
So, in the authorized version, verse 10 reads, you have been made complete in Jesus Christ.
在那个老的古兰钦定版里呢这个说的是你在主耶稣里面也得以完成。
So the story of Hosea and his wife Gomer is this. Hosea is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢这个在这个故事里何西亚和他的妻子 Gomer 的故事呢这个何西亚就是代表主耶稣基督。
His wife Gomer is a picture of the church of Jesus Christ.
所以他妻子 Gomer 呢是他代表主耶稣基督的教会。
And the sad story is that Hosea and Gomer were married.
所以那个悲伤的故事呢就是何西亚和 Gomer 结婚了。
And then Gomer said, but I'd like some other lovers too. So she left Hosea and she went for other men.
所以那个 Gomer 说呢我也需要其他的男人所以他离开了 Hosea 和其他的男人在一起。
And so you read the book of Hosea as many of you have done and you see it's a very sad story because Hosea was heartbroken.That his wife left him for other men.
所以呢你们如果读过何西亚书你们大家可能都读过你们就知道当那个他的妻子离开他去找其他的男人的时候呢何西亚他是心碎了。
And so the Lord Jesus says, we must not do that.
所以主耶稣说我们不应该那么去做。
We are complete in Jesus. Keep getting more of Jesus.Don't go after the philosophies, even the so-called science of other things in the world. They will not satisfy.
因为我们已经在主耶稣里得以完成了，我们要得到更多的主耶稣，不要去这个世界上追求其他的哲学，就是要那些科学意识，只是那些东西，这样你不会得到满足的。
And verse 10 says, "Who is the head?" Over every power and authority.
第十节说他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Okay, he is the boss. He's over it all. So you're not going to be more satisfied when you get less of Jesus and more of other things because Jesus is the head of all authority, all power, all blessing.
所以主耶稣的就是那个老板他是所有的一切的掌政的所以如果说你想得到少一点就是意思达到多一点的世界上其他东西你不会满意的因为主耶稣他掌控的一切他是执政掌权的元首。
All right, so we've got to stop and welcome Josh this afternoon.
所以我们要稍微短一下欢迎那个。
白弟兄是哪一张
那个哥罗西书第二章第十节。
Okay.
Josh, what time is it where you live?
5:20.
5:20. In the morning.
Yeah.
Morning, yes, morning.
Very early in the morning. Very nice. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Colossians chapter 2, Josh, and we're studying, we're going to start verse 11.
Oh, 11.
Okay.
It says, in him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
所以呢第十一节说你们记住他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼乃是在基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
So remember now, we're building this colossal life this wonderful life with Jesus, the first problem is we could be led astray by philosophy, looking for other teaching, other conviction apart from Jesus.
所以呢，在第一个里面，我们要记得的是，我们如果要在我们的人生中形成一个巨大的，就是为了基督而活的生活，我们有一个危险，就是被那些世界的哲学掳了去。
But the second thing that could lead us astray is not the thoughts and the intelligence of other things. What could lead us astray would be the lusts of the flesh, the desire for things to please our body.
所以第二件事呢，可以把我们掳去的、远离主的，是不是那个我们智商上的一些问题、精神上的问题，也许也是一些身体上、肉体上的问题。
So Josh goes to bed last night and he says, I don't know if I want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Maybe I'll just sleep longer.
所以呢，昨天晚上睡觉之前呢，他可能会想，我不想早上5点半起来，我可能想多睡一会儿。
Then he says, no, it'd be more important for me to learn the truth of God than to sleep longer. I'm not just going to follow my body.
所以然后他说呢，不是这样的，我有更重要的事情要做，去学习主圣经是更重要的，所以我不会跟随我的身体，让我多睡一会儿，我要早上五点半起来。
And the body asks us to do many things that are often very wrong, and we must learn to say no to our body.
因为我们的身体呢，会通常带领我们做一些非常多的错的事儿，所以我们必须对我们的肉体说不，我不跟随肉体。
Sometimes that's very easy.
有时候呢是很容易的。
But sometimes it's very hard.
有时候呢是非常难的。
It could be as simple as saying no to some food that you really would like to eat, but you know it's not good for you.
所以呢这个呢可能是非常容易的去对呢有些食物说我不吃，因为你知道这个食物对你身体不好。
But there are a multitude of other things that my body would like me to do, which is not necessarily what Jesus would want me to do.
所以呢很多很多其他的事情我的身体想去做的并不是主耶稣要我的身体去做的。
Do you have a comment, Josh?
Okay.
All right. Now, this is a big problem. We often would like more things for our body. We would like more things for our activities.We could easily be turned away from Jesus by all the other pleasures that the body wants in life.
所以呢，这就是问题。我们通常呢，总是要多的超过我们身体需求的东西，也总是需要这个世界需要的东西，而且这样的所有的东西都可以让我们远离主耶稣。
Verse 11 says that we have been circumcised, or the body has been set aside so that we can live for Jesus.
所以第十一节说呢，我们已经所是，我们已经行了割礼，实际上我们的身体呢，可以为主耶稣放在一边，我们可以去服侍主耶稣。
Now because that has happened,There's something very significant, and that is that the Christian will never be satisfied when he does what the body wants.
所以这里呢，就是出现了一个问题，就是说主基督徒他如果他的身体做什么，他永远不会满意。
the Christian will only be satisfied when he does those things that the Lord Jesus wants.
所以呢，主基督徒唯一能够得到满足的，就是他去做主耶稣要他做的事儿。
And so the Christian learns this. He learns that sin doesn't satisfy him anymore.
所以基督徒学到这样一样东西，罪永远不会让他得到满足。
Sin doesn't really satisfy the non-Christian either, but especially it doesn't satisfy the Christian.
所以罪呢，从来也不会让那些非基督徒满足，但是特别的是说，他从来不会让基督徒满足。
All right, now verse 12 goes on to say, not only have we been circumcised and the body is cut off so that it won't enjoy, it won't satisfy rather, it won't be satisfied from sin, but the other side is we have also been buried and therefore we don't need sin more.
所以呢，这里第十二节继续说呢，不光我们的肉体的那些罪呢不能让我们满足，我们同样呢也我们的罪也被埋葬了。
Verse 12 says, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead.
第十二节说，你们既然受洗与他一同埋葬，也就与他一同复活，却因信那叫他从死里复活的神的功用。
So sin in the body won't satisfy, because in fact we have been buried. We're not like we used to be.
所以呢，我们身体的罪呢，不能让我们得到满足，因为我们已经被埋葬了，我们不再是以前我们那样的一个人。
Not only that, but we've been raised with him to newness of life, so it's only our new life with him that is going to satisfy.
所以另外一个呢，不光是这样，我们也和主耶稣一同复活，这样呢，我们有一个新的生命，只有在我们这个新的生命里，我们才能得到满足。
So the picture again is that of Gomer and Hosea.
所以我们再次来看看那个 Gomer 和 Hosea 的那个。
Before she met Hosea, she might have had other man friends.
所以呢，在她碰到何西亚之前，她肯定有些其他的男朋友。
But when she met Hosea, her responsibility was to be with Hosea and not with those other men. And consequently, if she went back to the other man, she could never be happy.
所以呢，她当他们碰到何西亚的时候呢，她的职责呢是应该跟何西亚在一起，而不是跟其他的男人在一起。所以当她跟其他的男人在一起的时候呢，应该是对何西亚不满。
All right, now the next paragraph is going to tell us more about the importance of staying away from sin.
所以呢，下面的这些经文呢，告诉我们呢，是你远离罪的重要性。
He says, when you were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ.
所以第十三节继续说，你们从前在过犯中、未受割礼的肉体中死去，神赦免了你们一切过犯。
So you wouldn't go back to the sins of the flesh because you're dead and you've got a new life.
所以你不会再回到以前那个罪中去，因为你已经死了，你得到了一个新的生命。
And remember now, the verse ends, he has forgiven us all our sins. So we don't go back to them because he forgave them and they're past, they're gone. Don't go back to what caused him to have to forgive them in the first place.
所以在这里呢，最后一节说呢，他 赦免了你们一切的过犯，所以你不要回去，不要回到以前你还是罪的那个地方去，因为你已经的罪被赦免了，主耶稣赦免了我们一切的罪，不要回到那个开始的地方去。
But some wonderful things happened when he did forgive us our sins.
因为当主耶稣呢饶恕我们的罪以后呢，有些奇妙的事情会发生。
It says he, verse 14, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away, nailing it to his cross.
第四节说又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去钉在十字架上。
So the Christian doesn't live now by all these regulations. He lives in a life with the Lord Jesus.
基督徒呢不再活在这些律例下面，他是为了主耶稣基督而活。
I want you to think of a family.
让你想想一个家庭。
If you've got a father in a family and some little children, the father would say to the little children, I am the father. These are the regulations that you must follow.
所以你想呢，家里如果有一个父亲，有一群孩子，然后父亲呢跟孩子们说呢，这是我定的规则，你们必须遵守。
And so when I was a little boy in our house, my father had given a few regulations, not many, but I knew that I was not to disobey my father.
因为当我还是个孩子的时候呢，我父亲给我制定了一些规则，不是很多，但是我知道我必须要顺服我的父亲。
Sometimes he or my mother would say to me, now today, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do this and this and this and this. These are the things for today.
有时候他爸爸或者他妈妈跟他说，今天我要你做的这些事情，做这做那，做这做那，这就是你今天要做的事。
Now let's assume that in the family there is a servant girl.
所以我们来假设在这个家庭里有一个女仆。
And the father would say to the servant girl, these are the jobs I want you to do today.
所以那个父亲跟那个女仆说呢，这就是我今天要你做的工作。
And you could understand that.
所以你可以理解这个。
Now let's suppose that the father's wife dies and he decides to marry the servant girl.
所以我们现在来假设那个妻子祖母死了，然后那个父亲跟那个女仆结婚了。
And after he marries the servant girl, he leaves the house in the morning and he says to her, now do this and do this and do this and do this and do this.
然后呢，当他跟他结婚了以后，那天第一天早上起来，他跟他说，你做这做这做这做那。
And what does she say?
那那个女仆会说什么？
She says, I'm not your servant.I'm your wife.
我不是你的仆人了，我是你的妻子。
She says, I'm not going to obey you because you tell me what to do. I'm going to serve you because I love you.
他说我不是因为我要去顺服你去做这些事，我去顺服你做一些事是因为我爱你。
You don't have to give me the rules.I will automatically do what is right because I love you.
你根本没必要给我制定一些规则，我会自动的去做一些我认为是正确的事，因为我爱你。
Similarly, when the boy becomes a man and still lives in his father's house, he doesn't obey all the rules the way he used to when he was a child. He's a man now.And he honors his father with his time and with his activities.
因为同样的十月一个小男孩，当他长大以后，他仍然跟他父母住在一起的时候呢，他不用再去遵循他父母给他制定的规则，他尊重他的父母是因为他爱他们，他自己。
So back to our story, when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the rules go away and you follow Him because you love Him.
因为我们回到圣经里面，当你接受了主耶稣我个人救主的时候呢，所有的规则都过去了，因为你跟顺服主是因为你爱主。
You also follow Him because you understand Him now.
你同样顺服他是因为你现在理解他。
And therefore, the written code, the regulations that used to be there, they are done away.Because we have now been married to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这里所那里写的有碍于我们的字句和其他的一些规则呢，都撤去了，因为我们和主耶稣基督结婚了。
And therefore, in verse 15, he says, having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them.Triumphing over them by the cross.
第十五节继续说，即将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
So many of the rules and regulations were there because of the problems that were out in the world.
所以呢，所有的那些规则和那些律例呢。都是因为撤去了，是因为我们已经不在这个世界里面。
And the Lord defeated them so that we don't need to follow the rules the same way.
所以呢，因为主耶稣已经打败了他们，所以我们不要用以前同样的方式去遵循世界的规则。
So the Christian life then is not a life of regulations. It is a life of love and honor because of what the Lord has done for us.
所以呢，基督徒的人生呢，不再是遵循这个律例和规则的人生。我们的人生是因为主耶稣，我们尊重主耶稣，主耶稣为我们所做的一切。
Okay, verse 16. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon.Celebration or a Sabbath day.
第十六节继续说，所以不拘在饮食上，或者节期、月数、安息日，都不可以让人论断你们。
Many religions are just regulations.
所以很多很多的宗教，他们只是一些规则。
Many religions are, we must eat this at this time, we must not eat that at that time, we must go to this festival, we must honor this activity on this date. Regulation, regulation, regulation.
所以很多宗教说我们必须在这个时候吃这个东西，不能在那个时候吃那个东西，我们必须参加那些节期，我们不应该去参加其他的活动，所以其所有的宗教都是规则。
All right, so I'm going to give you the summary now.
要给大家做个小结。
We want to grow great for Jesus. We want the best that Jesus can give us.
因为我们要一直一直长大，为了我们的主耶稣，我们要得到主耶稣给我们所有最好的东西。
Therefore, we're not going to turn around and follow other philosophies and other thoughts. We're going to learn about Jesus.
所以呢，因此呢，我们不会去跟随其他的哲学和其他的那些心理学，我们要跟随主耶稣基督。
That's verse number 8.
这是第八节。
But verse number 10 says that we're also not going to follow the body. We're going to let the body serve the Lord. We're not going to be distracted by doing just what the body wants to do.
第十节说呢，我们不会再跟随我们的 肉体，我们的肉体要去服侍主耶稣，我们不再去做我们的肉体要我们所做的事情。
And then number three, verse 16, we're not going to have a life that just follows the regulations. We're going to live for Jesus.
第三个呢，就是在第十六节里，我们不再跟循这些规则，我们要为主耶稣而活。
So people say, all right, if you have Jesus and these philosophies, you'll get bigger, stronger.
也就是说呢，如果你有主耶稣，也有这个世界的哲学，你会变得强大，你会变得很伟大。
But no, the Bible says, if you get these philosophies, it'll make you worse. It'll make you weaker, not stronger. You don't need more of the other things. You need more of Jesus.
但是答案不是这样的，圣经说呢，如果你得到这些世界的主权，你会变得虚弱，你就变得非常的缺乏，所以呢，你不需要世界的主权，你需要更多的关于我们的主耶稣。
Similarly, if you keep doing what the flesh wants to do, what the body wants to do, you won't get stronger for Jesus, you'll get weaker.
所以呢，同样的，如果你去跟随你的肉体，你肉体做什么你就做什么，你不会变得在主里强大，你会变得虚弱，所以你要更多的需要主。
And the same thing is true regarding the regulations.
所以呢，同样的事情呢，在那个规则上也适用。
You say, okay, the Jewish people had lots of regulations, so I'm going to keep the Jewish festivals, and I'm going to...do this on this day, and life becomes a regulations-oriented life, and that will make you weaker, not stronger.
现在你会是同样的说呢，犹太人他有很多的规则，所以我要遵循犹太人的规则。同样，我也是他们做什么，我做什么，在这里做什么，在那里做什么，这样不会让你变得强大，同样是让你变得虚弱。
All right, now regarding regulations, verse 17. These regulations are a shadow of things that are to come, but the reality is found in Christ.
所以第十七节就是说，这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。
So the Christianity is not regulations. Some people say Christianity is a relationship with Jesus.It's not just a number of regulations that we do.
所以基督徒的人生呢，并不是说是你那些规则是我们与基督之间的关系，而并不是跟那些规则没有关系。
And so, if you were to speak to people in other religions, and you were to say to them, could you please tell me what is the essence of your religion? Most of them will say...We follow these regulations.
所以你跟其他的宗教人都说呢，你们所有的宗教的基本的要点是什么？他们会大多数人会告诉你，我们跟随了这些规则。
Okay, so if you got the three, we don't follow philosophies, we don't follow the body, and we don't follow regulations. What is the fourth?
所以你们大家记得了这三个点吗？第一个，我们不跟随这个世界的主义学；第二个，我们跟随我们的肉体；第三个，我们遵循规则。第四条是什么呢
？It's verse 18. It says, "Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you from the or for the prize or from the prize."
所以第十八节就是说，不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺出你们的奖赏。这等人拘泥在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无故的自高自大。
So some people say, well now, if Jesus is important, surely the other angels are important. We'd better follow the other angels too.
所以有些人会说呢，如果主耶稣是非常重要的，那当然其他的天使也是重要的，所以我们也应该去跟随其他的天使。
And so their argument might be, we're going to learn about Jesus, but we'll learn about the angels. Maybe we'll learn about Gabriel. Maybe we'll learn more about Michael. But if we're following Jesus, we should follow the angels too.
因为他们的论点就是说呢，哦，如果我们跟随那主耶稣呢，我们应该也要跟随天使。这些天使我们可以跟随加百利，跟随麦加，所以呢，我们也应该去敬拜那些天使。
Other people would say, well, if we're going to follow Jesus, Jesus has got many great men of God. We should follow the great men of God. They will lead us to Jesus.
其实有些人也会说，如果我们跟随主耶稣呢，我们很多有很伟大的人跟随主耶稣，所以我们也要跟随那些伟大的人，这样伟大的人可以领我们到主耶稣基督那里去。
And so instead of following Jesus or following the angels, they say, no, we follow this man or we follow this group because they will lead us to Jesus. So we're devoted to this man or group.
所以他们呢，不去跟随主耶稣，而是跟随某些人或者某些组织。他们说这些人呢，会把我们带到主耶稣那里去，所以我们去。
And God says, no, I want you to be devoted to Jesus, not to a man, not to a group of people, not to a religious sect. You are to follow Jesus.
所以那神说不，你们不能献身于人，你们要献身给主耶稣。你们不要去跟随那些宗教，你们一定要跟随我们的主耶稣。
All right, so our verse goes on in verse 18. It goes on and says, such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen, and his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions. So we can get carried away from Jesus to other focus. Don't do that. Don't follow the angels, don't follow the man.
所以第十八节说，这种人拘泥于所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无故的自高自大。所以这里讲的是，还有很多的东西可以让你远离主耶稣。所以这里讲到的是，不要跟随那个天使，也不要跟随人，我们唯一要跟随的就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The conclusion is he's lost connection with the head.From whom the whole body supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews grows as God causes it to grow.
那第十九节得出结论，不持定元首，全身既然靠着他，筋节就得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
All right, so I have got a very simple body.
因为我有一个非常简单的身体。
I've got a head.But I've also got a couple of arms and a couple of legs and lots of parts on the inside.
因为我有一个头，我也有一双手，一双腿，也有一些那个器官在我的里面。
Now, the strength of my body is this. All the parts in my body report to my head.
所以呢，我的身体是这样的，我身体所有的其他部分都向我的头负责。
So, when I touch something that's hot, my fingers say this is hot. And that sends a signal to my head, which says, Harold's fingers are hot.
所以当我的手摸到一个烫的东西的时候呢，我的手指说这个东西是烫的，然后给我的大脑发了一个信息。我的大脑说呢 ，Harold 的这个手指是烫的。
And that sends a signal to my arm, which says, "Get away from that." And so the fingers to the head to the arm, and I don't get burned.
所以呢，我的大脑就跟我的手臂发一个指令，说这里太烫了。所以赶紧把你的手指离开那个烫的地方，这样得到信息以后呢，我的手就不会被烫伤。
Now this particular verse says, don't lose the connection between the parts of the body and the head.
所以呢，这一节经文告诉你，不要和那个你身体的其他部分，不要和你的头失去联系。
Sometimes I think that when you get old, you begin to lose some of those connections.
有时候我想，当你老了的时候呢，你这些联络呢就失去了。
And you don't react fast enough, or you don't react strongly enough, and you get into trouble.
你有时候呢，你没有反应，没有那个足够快，没有足够的有力量，所以这样你就有麻烦了。
And so the Lord says, verse 19, don't lose the connection with the head. Because if you do, why, you won't be growing as you ought to be growing. You'll get into trouble if you lose the connection.
所以呢，第十节就是说，不要和你的那个头失去联系。这样的话呢，你就不会成长，然后呢，你就会有很多的麻烦。所以不要跟你的头失去联系。
What could cause you to begin to lose the connection?
所以什么会引起你跟你的头失去联系呢？
Four things. The philosophy, serving the body, following the regulations rather than Jesus, and looking for other sources other than Jesus.
所以呢，这四样东西，第一个呢就是这个属世的主义学，第二个就是肉体，第三个就是跟随那些规则而不跟随主耶稣，第三个呢就是寻求其他的资源从这个世界上来的。
Each of them would cause you to lose the clarity and the brilliance of the connection.
所以呢，这里面每一样都可以让你失去那样一个清楚的和非常有效的联系。
Okay, so we've been talking a little bit this morning about me and my computer problems.
今天早上呢，我们稍微谈了一下我和我的电脑的问题。
There are two connections between me and the internet right now.
今天这有两个联络在我和我的网络之间。
One is my computer is hooked up to a Wi-Fi connection.
所以一个呢是我的电脑呢有一个 Wi-Fi 的那个连接。
And I can move my computer around because Wi-Fi will pick it up.
现在我可以把我的电脑搬着到处走，因为那个 Wi-Fi 它可以连接上网络。
But then I've also got a hardwire connection to my computer.
同样呢，我有一个电脑呢，也跟那个连接着。
And if I were to disconnect my hardwire, you would say your computer connection isn't as good.
所以，如果我把那个从墙上连的那个线拔了以后呢，你会发现那个联络没有那么好。
And so, some of you who've been with me often know that because there have been times when I haven't been.Connected to the hard wire, and you notice the difference.
有些人呢知道这个不一样的地方。如果我没有连接那个线，连在墙上的那个有线的网呢，你们发现会知道我的网络连接不好。
Now the same is true of your relationship with the Savior.
因为这个你和你的救主之间的也是。
And there are many things.That can cause that connection to be less effective. And when that happens, there's a big problem.
所以很多很多事情呢，可以影响你和主之间的那个联络，没有太特别的有效，这样会引起很多。
Don't let it happen. Don't follow the philosophies. Don't feed the body. Don't chase after regulations. And don't start serving angels or seeking knowledge other than Jesus Christ.
所以呢，不要让那些事情发生，不要让那些世界的哲学影响你，不要跟让你的身体影响你，不要让那些规则影响你，不要去敬拜那些天使和其他的人，不要让那些东西呢影响你。
Verse 20 then says, since you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world,Why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules and its ways.
第20节就是说你们若是与基督同死脱离了世上的小邪，为什么人像在世俗中所活着的服从那不可拿不可尝不可摸等类的规条呢？
So we're back to discussing these regulations again. Verse 21 says the regulations are don't touch this, don't taste that, don't touch the other thing. These are all destined to perish with use because they are based on human commands and teachings.
所以我们又回到了谈论规则的这个地方，那些说不可摸不可尝不可拿的规条，第二十二节就说这就是照着人所吩咐所教导的，说的这一切正用的时候就都败坏。
All right, in verse 23 says, such regulations have an appearance of wisdom, but with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence.
所以第二三节继续说，这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私意崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体和情欲上是毫无功效的。
So again, the theme is don't get involved, don't get tied into regulations. The Christian life is not the simple regulations. The Christian life is I want more of Jesus.
所以呢，这个简单的一个规则，不要被那些规则所捆绑。基督徒的人生并不是一个规则的人生，我们的基督徒的人生是我们要更多更多的我们的主耶稣基督。
All right, so what we've had so far is some warnings about the life that we could live, which would keep us from being a huge or colossal in our life for Jesus.
所以这里呢，我们是什么呢？我们在这我们的基督徒人生有些因素可以引起我们。不去成为一个在主耶稣基督里一个巨大的基督徒。
And that really is the first half of the book of Colossians.
这就是呢，哥罗西书的前半部分。
But chapter 3 now basically is turned from these are things you don't do, then it's turned to these are the things that you do do.
所以第三章的开始呢，就转到了，就是说，从你不该做的事情转到了你应该做的事情。
And the Christian gets all excited about the things that he can do and that he should do.
基督徒呢都为此感到非常兴奋，因为这些事情呢，他们可以做，他们能够做。
Have you ever noticed that if you do the things that you should do, you usually don't get excited aboutdoing the things you shouldn't do.
所以呢，也通常会是这样的，如果你可以去做那些你应该做的事情，你就不会对那些你不应该做的事情感兴趣了。
Sometimes people say, did you do that bad thing? And you say, no, I didn't do that bad thing. I didn't have time. I was doing the good thing.
有些人说你干那些坏事吗？你说没有，因为我没时间去干坏事，我现在好多时间都在干好事。
We have a little phrase that we often use in English. It goes like this. The devil finds work for idle hands to do.
因为我们在英文里呢，通常有这样一个词，那些魔鬼呢，去找到一些事情，让那些去拜偶像的人去做。
If you keep on doing the good things, you'll find awfully hard to find time to do things that aren't good.
如果你一直是在做一些好事呢，你会经常发现你根本就没有时间去做那些坏事。
All right, so verse 1 of chapter 3 goes like this. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
你格罗西书第三章第一节说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事情，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Okay, where's your heart?
你心在哪里？
Well, you say, my heart is with Jesus. I want to do what Jesus wants me to do.
你说我的心跟主耶稣基督在一起，我要去做主耶稣让我做的事。
But this verse says,if you've been raised with Christ, set your heart.
因为这一节经文说，如果你真的与基督一同复活呢，那就把你的心跟主耶稣放在一起。
How do you set your heart?
你怎么把你的心放着？
Using the computer analogy, on our devices, usually there are what we call the settings.
所以呢，我们今天的那个电脑科技呢，通常会出现一个设置。
And the settings affect the various options that your device can go through. It'll set the brightness, it'll set the volume, it'll set the screen, the setup on the screen. Your settings will do a number of things for you.
因为那个设置呢，通常给你一些选择，你可以选择亮度，你可以选择声音，你可以选择你的屏幕在上面是怎么放置，所以给你几种选择，你可以去设置你的电脑。
So the Christian goes through the Christian life, and he says, I just want to make sure that my settings are right.
所以呢，基督徒通常就是说呢，我要确保我的设置是对的。
Okay.So you get out of bed in the morning and you check your settings, don't you?
你每天早上起来以后呢，你来检查你的设置，你是不是这样呢？
You ask the question, what am I going to do today?
你问我自己一个问题，我今天要做什么呢？
And the answer is, well, I would like to please Jesus today.
所以呢，答案当然是我今天要喜悦我们的主。
What am I going to do then if I'm going to please Jesus?
如果我要取悦主耶稣基督，我应该去做些什么呢？
And you say, well, today what I want to do is what pleases him, so I'm going to listen, and I'm going to watch, and I'm going to respond to what Jesus wants today.
因为今天呢，我要如果要取悦主耶稣，我要去看。
It all depends on the heart. What is the heart going to do? The heart will do what you tell the heart to do.
所以呢，都是取决于你的心。那心要做什么呢？心就是你告诉你的心做什么，你的心就会做什么。
So the question is, who is in charge of your heart?
所以问题是谁在管理你的心呢？
There are three answers if you like.
有三个答案，如果你喜欢的话。
You could say Jesus is in charge of my heart.
你可以说主耶稣是我的心的主。
You could say the devil's in charge of my heart.
你可以说那个魔鬼是我心的主。
You could say I'm in charge of my heart.
你可以说我是我心里的主。
Now the devil...And much of the world philosophy says you cannot control your heart.
所以呢，魔鬼和这个世界上很多的哲学说呢，你控制不了你的心。
Is that true?
这是真的吗？
Can you control your heart or not?
你是不是能控制你的心？
The Bible says, my son, keep your heart.
圣经说呢，儿子保守你的心。
So let me tell you two stories about missionaries.
所以我来告诉大家两个故事关于宣教士的。
One of my friends was going to be a missionary to India.
我们其中一个朋友呢，他要到印度去做宣教士。
And he said, I'm going to go to India.I am going to be a missionary when I get there, and I'm just going to decide which story to tell now.
You can
tell both stories. the first missionary said, I'm going to go to India, I'll be a missionary, and I am going to eat the food that I am served in India.
他先告这故事,
he went to India and he didn't like the food.
然后他到了印度以后,
he came back from India and when he was back, he said, you know, I'm going to go back to India.
他跟我说, 他说,
and so some of his friends said to him, what are you looking forward to when you get back to India?
他们有些朋友说,
and he said some really good curry.
他说是,
curry is a central Indian food.
咖喱呢是, 印度食物的中心。
He didn't like it when he went there the first time, but while he was there, he learned to like it, and he learned to like it more and more and more. You can train your appetite.
因为他刚开始到那个时候他不喜欢咖喱，但是呢，他学着试图去喜欢咖喱，然后他慢慢学，慢慢学，越学越喜欢，所以你可以去训练你的胃口。
Another of my friends went to India.
And
when she got there, she didn't like the food either.
另外一个朋友呢,他也去了印度,他到了那个时候,他又不喜欢印度食物。
She got down on her knees at the end of the first day in India, and this is what she prayed. She said, Lord, this food smells so bad. If you don't help me, I'm going to go back to Canada. I can't stand the smell of this food.
所以呢,当他刚开始到达印度的时候,他跪下来祷告,这是他的祷告词,他说,主啊,这个咖喱味太难闻了,如果你不帮助我去适应这个难闻的气味,我就回去加拿大。
When she woke up in the morning, she couldn't smell anything.
那第二天早上她醒来的时候,她闻不到任何难闻的气味。
God said, I heard your prayer, and he took away her sense of smell.
所以呢,神说呢,我把你的那个嗅觉给拿去了,你像什么意思?
She spent the next 30 years happily in India. She enjoyed the food, she just didn't smell anything.
所以在后面的时间呢,她非常的享受在印度的生活,因为根本闻不到任何的气味,她喜欢吃那些食物。
Okay, all of this to illustrate that you can have a heart for things. God will help you control your heart.
所以呢,这些都告诉我们,如果你自己心里有一个事儿,神会帮助你去控制你的心智。
One more story about a missionary. I never knew this missionary.
另外一个故事呢,也是告诉宣教士的,我不认识这个宣教士。
But this is the story. She went to Africa as a missionary.
故事是这样的,她去非洲作为宣教士。
Before she went, they gave her a farewell at her church.
所以呢,在她走之前,他们在她的教会跟她一个送别会。
And the man said, as he commended her for going, he said, you know, this is a wonderful woman. She is going to Africa because she loves the African people.
一个人在他的送别词里说,这个妇女她要去非洲,她去非洲是因为她爱非洲人。
She had to say, no, that's not why I'm going. I really don't like African people. She said, I'm going because the Lord Jesus sent me, but I really don't like African people that much.
所以那个妇女就说,你说的不对,我去非洲的原因根本就不是我喜欢他们,我一点都不喜欢非洲人,我去非洲的原因是只要我去非洲。
And she came back 5 years later, and then she was going to go back to Africa.
她说我会再回到非洲去。
So the same church had a farewell for her again.
同样的教会给她同样开了一个送别会。
And the same man said about her that she was going to Africa. He said, you know, she's a wonderful woman. She's going to Africa because the Lord Jesus sent her. She doesn't really like the African people, but she's going with them because Jesus wants her to go.
所以呢，同样的那个弟兄呢，同样给他说了一个送别词。他说呢，他去非洲，那是因为他主耶稣要他去非洲，他根本就不喜欢非洲人。他去非洲的意义，no, that's not true.
She said, over the last 5 years, the Lord has given me a new heart, and I love those African people. That's why I'm going back. I'm going back because I love them.
那个妇女说你又说错了，因为这次我回去呢，是因为我爱他们，是因为我在五年的非洲时间内，主耶稣给了我一个新心。我这次回去是因为我真的爱他们，我才去非洲的。Now
here's the verse, Colossians 3:1. It says, since you've been raised with Christ, set your heart.
这就是哥林西书三章第一节的，因为你。
You say, Lord, I want you to take my heart and turn it to where you want it to go so that I will love those things that I should love and so that I will hate those things that I should hate. I want to set my heart on the things that are above, where Jesus is, where Christ is.
你说你讲的基本上就是主啊，你把我的心拿走，你把这心拿走，拿到放在一个地方，说一个地方我爱应该爱的东西我去爱，应该恨的东西我去恨，所以把我的心设置成在天上，在天上跟我们的主耶稣在一起。That's
what we hope for in life. We keep on saying, Lord, I want to love what it is that you want me to love.
这就是我们的人生，我们会说主啊，我想去爱那些你要我爱的东西。
And in the meantime, I'm going to do those things that I would do if I loved them, even if I didn't love them. I am going to do what is right. I'm going to lead my heart. I won't let my heart lead me.
所以你说现在呢，我不会去做那些或者我喜欢或者我不喜欢的事情，我要去做那些事情正确的事情，我要去领导我的心，而不是让我的心领导我。
So two more quick stories. Number one, the girl says, I am going to marry that man.
那两个简短的故事，一个女孩子说我要跟那个男孩子结婚。
Her family say, no, don't do that.
家里人说,
He's not a good man. You know there's problems. She says, I am going to marry him because I love him.
因为他的家人说，那你不要跟那个男的结婚，那个男人不是个好人。所以那个女的说呢，我爱他，所以我要跟他结婚。She
says, I'm going to follow my heart.
所以她说，我可以跟从我的心，我要。And
then I've got another friend.
然后我有另外一个朋友。My
other friend was introduced to his wife on a Friday. And his friend said to him, I think you should get to know this woman. She will be a good wife.
因为我的朋友呢，他被人介绍在一个星期五啊，认识了他现在的妻子。他说，我觉得你应该跟他结婚，她是一个好女人。So
he had supper with her on Friday night.
所以那星期五晚上他们一起吃晚餐。And
then he invited her back for supper the next night.
因为第二个晚上，他又邀请她回来吃晚餐。And
at supper the next night, he said to her, will you marry me?
就在第二天晚上的晚餐上，他说，你嫁给我吗？
And she said to him, what? I've only known you for 24 hours. She said, do you love me?
你都说什么？我才认识两天，你爱我吗？
And he said, no,
but
I will love you. And she said, do you promise to love me?
你承诺爱我吗?
And he said, yes. And so she said, all right, I will marry you.
是的,我承诺爱你。 那个女的说,好吧,我就嫁给你。
Now he told me that story about 20 years after he'd been married to her.
20年以后,他告诉我这样一个故事,
Here's the thing. Set your heart. You look at the Bible. You look at Jesus. You look at your heart. And you say, Jesus, this is where my heart should be. I will give you my heart. I want to love you. I want to love your things.
你这里是这样的,你设置你的心,你去看圣经,你去看主耶稣,你跟主耶稣说,主耶稣我爱你,我要把我的心献给你,我这样是,我把心设置成,你要我做什么,我就去做什么,这就是你要把心设置的。
Okay, the first thing is to set your heart. What do you set next?
第一件事是设置你的心,第二件你设置什么?
Verse 2. Set your minds on things above, not on the earth.
所以第二件事是说,你们要爱慕上面的事,不要思念地上的事。
If you set your heart, you have got to then set your mind.
所以呢,如果你要是设置你的心,第二个你要设置你的思想。
Remember now, it is your heart that sets your mind. It's not your mind that sets your heart. You want your heart to, the heart is set on God, and therefore your mind must do what is right.
因为你们要记得是你的心设置你的大脑,而不是你大脑设置你的心。
The only reason you set your heart in the first place is because your mind says, okay, that's the right thing to do.
因为这个事情你要让神设置你,让心告诉你大脑去做正确的事情。
But then the heart and the mind work together. No point in saying, this is where I want my heart to be, unless your mind says, I am going to organize my life so that my heart can do what it should do.
因为这个呢,这是没有不合理的。 如果说你说你的心想这么做, 你的思维想另外一个做,所以这样呢,说你的心和你思维不在一起的时候,你就不能做出同样的事情。
All right, so last night I had a dream.
昨天晚上我做了一个梦。
I keep telling you about my dreams. Most of them are very dumb.
所以我一直告诉你们,我的梦,大多数我的梦非常愚蠢。
But last night, I dreamt that they were lining up in a line to go to law school.
所以呢, 昨天晚上做的梦呢, 他们是排队要去上一个法律学校。
And so I thought, I wonder whether I should get in that line. If I get in that line, they could accept me at university and I could go to law school.
他们接受我以后,我就可以上法律学院。
Okay, and that's a pretty dumb dream, but it does illustrate this.
这是一个非常愚蠢的梦,但是可以说明一件事儿。
I said, if I go to law school, I'm going to have to spend 3 years studying all kinds of law.
因为我说如果我去上法学院,我要花3年的时间学习所有的法律。
And so I said to myself, but I don't want to do that. I don't really want to be a lawyer, and I don't want to set my mind on being a lawyer.
因为我说我自己不想,我根本就不想去学那一法律,我不想成为一个律师,我不想让我的思维设置成一个律师的模式。
So in my dream, I never did sign up. I didn't get into the lineup.
所以呢,在我的梦里,我从来没有去签到。
Okay, we set our hearts because it's right. And then our mind says, all right, I am committed in my mind to do those things that are right.
因为如果我的心是对的话，我的心会指令我的大脑说，大脑你去做那些，当然你去做正确的事情。
And so the Christian goes through life with his mind in heaven and his works down here on the earth.
因为基督徒呢，把他的思维设置在天堂，然后他自己在下面地球上做这样的事。
The Christian is thinking about Jesus who is in heaven.
基督徒呢，一直就是思考在天堂的基督。
The Christian is thinking about going to heaven.
基督徒一直在思考去天堂。
The Christian is thinking about the rewards in heaven.
基督徒一直在思考我们在天上得到奖赏。
He's not too worried about what's going on the earth.
基督徒根本不会关心在地球上发生些什么。
Alright, can you see the package that we've developed here in the book of Colossians?
所以你可以看到我们打开的这个包吗？在我们学习哥罗西书的时候。
The Colossians were new Christians, and Paul said, I've got great hopes for you that you will grow, that you will mature, that you will be a Colossus for Jesus.
所以哥罗西人呢，他们是新的基督徒，所以保罗说：“我有一个包裹给你，你们就是这样，按照这个成长的话，你们成长会成为巨大的巨人基督徒。”
If you're going to do that, you've got to remember that it's in Jesus where the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are to be found. Get your focus on Jesus.
如果你这么做呢，你就会发现所有的智慧和财宝，知识的财宝都在主耶稣基督里面。你们要把焦点放在主耶稣基督身上。
Don't get carried away by other pursuits, such as philosophy, or the body, or regulations, or other spiritual beings. Don't get carried away with those things. Keep your focus and your growth on Jesus.
不要让其他的东西把你掳去，就像那些哲学、身体、规则，还有其他的灵。所以呢，你要不要被那些事情吸引？你要把你的焦点放在我们的主耶稣基督。
And then having got rid of those things in life, what you say is, all right, now I want to fill my life with Jesus.
如果你把那些东西都从你生活里除掉以后，就是现在我们要让主耶稣基督来填满我。
Alright, so if I had a glass of water here, I want you to imagine that I've got a glass of water.
你想象一下，我手里拿着一杯水。
And in the water is some water, but also some dirt.
在水里呢，有些水，但是有些灰尘。
And you say to me, Harold, I would like some water, please.
你跟我说 ,Harold, 我想喝杯水。
What would you expect me to do?
希望我给你什么样的反应呢?
You'd expect me to pour out the dirty water and wash the glass and fill it with clean water and give it to you.
你认为呢,我应该是把这个脏水倒掉,然后杯子洗一下,装一杯清水再给你。
Now that's what Jesus said to the woman at the well. He said to her one day, would you please give me something to drink?
这就是主耶稣在那个井边对那个撒玛利亚妇女说，他说你给我点水喝。
And what happened in that long conversation was that he went to her life and he dumped out all those bad things that she had in her life, those five husbands she'd had and so on. He said, you get rid of those and you can drink from me. And she got rid of her sin.And then he was happy to have a drink of her life.
因为在这个长的交谈里的时候，主耶稣进到了他的人生里去，让他除掉他人生中那些污点、那些罪，就是他有五个丈夫。然后说，你把这些都除掉以后，然后你就会来到我面前喝我给你的水，所以你就会有我。
Now, of course, the other thing is that if I give you a drink of clean water, I get to drink some of that clean water myself.
因为就是问题是我要给你一杯清水喝的话，我自己要喝点清水。
And so we set our affection on things above so we can give our lives to Jesus. He's happy, but we're happy because we drink of that same water.
因为我们把我们的爱设在天堂的时候呢，我们就可以在地上就快乐，因为我们从上面得到的爱，我们就可以爱其他的人。
All right, well, that's where we are in our study today. We've just started chapter 3. And next week, Lord willing, we'll carry on with chapter 3 and we'll go beyond.
因为今天我们应该停在这里，下个星期呢，如果主愿允许，我们会从这里开始继续学习哥罗西书三章。
All right, well, listen, thank you for today. The Lord bless you all. Pray that the Lord will bless us. And encourage our hearts. We all want to live colossal, lovely, happy lives for Jesus.
所以呢，感谢所有的人，感谢大家。我们要祷告，让主耶稣啊保护我们的心，让我们每个人都成为一个巨人的基督徒。我们要在我们的基督徒人生中做巨大的成长。
Okay, let's pray.
来祷告。
Lord, again, we thank you today.For the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们今天再次向你献上感恩，为了主耶稣对我们的爱而献上。
You know that within ourselves there is nothing to commend us to Him, nothing that we see as beautiful, but we're thankful that Jesus loves us.
所以呢，知道我们什么都不是，我们看起来也不是那么美丽，但是我们非常感谢主耶稣爱我们。
And we're thankful that he wants to make of us something that will be big and beautiful for him and for us forever.
所以我们非常感恩的是主耶稣要把我们变成一个巨大的美丽的东西，为了他也为了我们自己。
Lord, may we not miss these great opportunities.
主啊，我们希望我们不要错失这样一个巨大的机会。
So we give thanks, we look to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，我们祈求您的赐福，我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.